From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. State Department released its annual Trafficking in Persons report Thursday, and again, Africa continues to be a major source and destination for human trafficking of all kinds, from forced labor to sexual slavery. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The State Department says the ratings are based more on the extent of government action to combat trafficking than on the size of the country's problem. A significant number of African countries remain at the lowest possible ranking. Susan Coppedge, a senior advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State, said the migrant crisis that saw more than a million Africans, Iraqis, and Syrians flee to Europe last year has had a negative effect. She said the U.S. is trying to help the destination countries screen for trafficking victims.
So the migrant crisis creates a whole new pool of individuals who are vulnerable and susceptible to trafficking. If they are stateless or without documents or without jobs or without their families, they become vulnerable to the false promises that traffickers can give them for jobs or safety or shelter.
The report notes that in 2015, six African nations improved or introduced anti-trafficking legislation. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Government officials and nearly 1,000 Hong Kong residents attended a flag-raising ceremony on Friday morning as the city marked its 19th anniversary of the handover from Britain to China. However, they were outnumbered by tens of thousands of protesters, angry over the erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy. At least six people were killed and two injured when gunmen opened fire on two buses in Kenya near the Somali border on Friday. Similar attacks in northeast Kenya have been carried out by Somalia-based al-Shabaab. Just one day earlier, at least 20 people were killed in a massive roadside explosion that engulfed a passenger bus in Somalia. This is VOA. Export-dependent countries in Asia are growing increasingly concerned that the growing populist anger in the United States and Europe against perceived unfair trade policies could lead to a global economic slowdown. Peter Drysdale of the East Asian Bureau of Economic Research at the Australian National University's Crawford School of Public Policy says anxiety in Asia is tempered by the perception that a more rational economic discourse will prevail over time.
The rhetoric coming out of the political campaign in the United States, of course, does disturb policy leaders elsewhere in the world, including in Asia, although they're sensibly quite aware that rhetoric doesn't necessarily translate into policy after the election.
Voter frustration with job losses in industrialized countries due to globalization and free trade policies have been prominent issues in both the recent Brexit vote and the U.S. presidential election. While major East Asian economies reacted with short-term economic stabilizing measures to the market volatility. The U.S. State Department Thursday announced it has lifted its ban on transgender men and women serving openly in the military. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the decision at a Pentagon news conference, saying the military has access to 100% of America's population.
There are three main reasons having to do with our future force, our current force, and matters of principle. The first and fundamental reason is that the Defense Department and the military need to avail ourselves of all talent possible in order to remain what we are now, the finest fighting force the world has ever known.
Carter said the military's mission is to defend the country, and the Pentagon does not want barriers unrelated to a person's qualification to serve, preventing it from recruiting anyone. Carter said there are currently an estimated 2,500 transgender people serving in active duty. The military will begin accepting transgender Americans who meet all of the physical and mental standards no later than 1 year from today. The American electric car manufacturer Tesla says a driver was killed using the autopilot feature on one of the company's cars, prompting a U.S. federal safety investigation. A tractor trailer pulled into the driver's lane while the car was on autopilot mode. This was in Florida on May 7th. The car continued forward, striking the truck and later a utility pole. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said it has opened a preliminary evaluation into the autopilot mode, a feature found on 25,000 Tesla Model S cars. Tesla said Thursday it is the first known fatal collision using autopilot.
That's the latest world news from VOA.